"What's going on, Miss Warren?" I asked. She suddenly started crying, weeping, just these big old whooping tears. I thought she was going to fall over on the floor and start screaming and kicking like a 2-year-old. "Jeez, Miss Warren, what is it? What's wrong?" She hugged me hard. And I have to admit that it felt pretty dang good. Miss Warren was like 50 years old, but she was still pretty hot. She was all skinny and muscular because she jogged all the time, so I sort of physically reacted to her hug. And the thing is, Miss Warren was hugging me so tight that I was pretty sure she could feel my physical reaction. I was kind of proud, you know? "Arnold, I'm sorry," she said, "but I just got a phone call from your mother. It's your sister. She's passed away." "What do you mean?" I asked. I knew what she meant, but I wanted her to say something else, anything else. "Your sister is gone," Miss Warren said. "I know she's gone," I said. "She lives in Montana now." I knew I was being an idiot, but I figured if I kept being an idiot, if I didn't actually accept the truth, then the truth would become false. "No," Miss Warren said. "Your sister, she's dead." That was it. I couldn't fake my way around that. Dead is dead. I was stunned, but I wasn't sad. The grief didn't hit me right away. No, I was mostly ashamed of my physical reaction to the hug. Yep, I had a big erection when I learned of my sister's death. How perverted is that? How inappropriately hormonal can one boy be? "How did she die?" I asked. "Your father is coming to get you," Miss Warren said. "He'll be here in a few minutes. You can wait in my office." "How did she die?" I asked again. "Your father is coming to get you," Miss Warren said again. I knew then that she didn't want to tell me how my sister had died. I figured it must have been an awful death. "Was she murdered?" I asked. "Your father is coming." Man, Miss Warren was a lame counselor. She didn't know what to say to me, but then again, I couldn't really blame her. She'd never counseled a student whose sibling had just died. "Was my sister murdered?" I asked. "Please," Miss Warren said, "you need to talk to your father." She looked so sad that I let it go. Well, I mostly let it go. I certainly didn't want to wait in her office. The guidance office was filled with self-help books and inspirational posters and SAT test books and college brochures and scholarship applications. And I knew that none of that, absolutely none of it, meant shit.